What's been your role in everything that's been going on campus on the faculty level?
I'm a leader of the Faculty Association of St. Rose, or FASTR, F-A-S-T-R, and I am the vice president of the American Association of University Professors, a new AAUP chapter that we have on campus. And I've also been a leader in the movement to unionize the faculty.
So tell me about the vote that just happened this afternoon.
So there was, on today's first of the semester faculty meeting, there was a motion of no confidence in the president that was put before the faculty today. And the faculty have known about this for a week in advance. It was the highest turnout I've ever seen at a faculty meeting in my 14 years at the institution. So it's extremely well attended for sure. The motion passed. It passed overwhelmingly. The final vote was 120 yes to the motion of no confidence. Noes were 35, and there were 3 abstentions.
I know this has been a sort of a long brewing thing, but if you could sum it up for our listeners, you know, what is the main bone of contention between the faculty and the administration at this point?
I think that I can say with a certain amount of confidence that the primary bone of contention is the steady erosion to the point of basically no existence of shared governance at the institution. I have spoken about this before on this very radio station, that shared governance at academic institutions works different than it does in sort of corporations and normal businesses. At institutions of higher education, the faculty have sole responsibility. This is supposed to be the case. Sole responsibility and control over the curriculum on campus. That the academic mission of the college rests with the faculty, who have the expertise to direct the institution in that way. The president and the cabinet are responsible for financial stability of the institution. And at higher education institutions, the administration, the upper-level administration, is supposed to facilitate the academic mission of the college that is carried out by the faculty on behalf of the students. That has been eroded consistently over the last year and a half since this president has arrived. Faculty are not consulted in any meaningful way, and in fact, we've seen repeated board decisions made, unilateral decisions made by the board that have overruled faculty decisions over curriculum, particularly in terms of transfer credits. I think it's suffice it to say that we're mostly disturbed. We've certainly seen a decrease in our pay because of the college's dramatic increase in our healthcare contribution, and the college, as of September, stopped making any contribution to our retirement fund. Now, those are certainly problems as well, and we would like to see certainly the retirement benefits that the college contribution that returns soon. But the bigger issue is the erosion of shared governance, and there's not a very difficult to move forward as an institution if the faculty is not allowed to do its job with regard to the academic mission.
The president has said she doesn't, intend to back down. She's not going anywhere. What happens next?
Well, I don't really know what will happen, but what I will say is that it is not uncommon in institutions that are experiencing the kinds of things that we've experienced for a faculty to hold a no-confidence vote. And so this is sort of the measure that you take when you find yourself blocked at every other opportunity to contribute to the future of the college. So it's sort of a last-ditch effort to say, we are not really at the table in any venue, so here's what we have to do. What happens, of course, it's not binding in any way, but what traditionally happens is that no-confidence votes have a history of being rather successful in contributing to the executives at those institutions leaving within the course of 1 to 2 years. It essentially adds to the pressure. It's a very important symbolic gesture that the faculty is expressing no confidence in the president's leadership.
Has the faculty heard at all since this vote, which I know you just took, from the administration, or are there plans to speak with the president?
It's hot off the press. So we've just left the meeting, and I'm sure that there will be a response, I would say probably within 24 hours.